the beginning of a solution of a problem in our city. Now, I've got three jokers here, good mates of mine from many, many years. Jeff Toomby, how are you, mate?
Very good, thank you, Prizey.
How's that property of yours?
Oh, pretty good now, mate, with this rain.
Russell Butler, how many years, mate? 37 mango seasons you and I have been.
Easy.
Remember when we used to talk on the telly and you used to give me...
Kids Army.
Uncle Wayne Park, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate.
Now, you two elders in our great community, First Australia. I just want a yes or no answer here, fellas. We've had we had a bad night, 17 homes, 9 cars, black and white kids, right?
That's right.
Does Cleveland work?
No, it doesn't.
Legislation doesn't need to be changed.
Definitely.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Righto. Are there crime families?
Yes, there is. There's a mixture of it, race, black and white. It's out of control. It's a generational stuff.
It's a generational thing.
Yep.
Was it rare when you were a kid?
Yes, it was, but at a lower scale. And there weren't that bout of drugs on the streets and each community. There's different forms and shapes of drugs now on our streets. How they go about building themselves.
Were you naughty?
Gangs. I was a naughty kid, yes.
What stopped you?
What stopped me? I got involved in boxing. I've been involved in boxing for about 30-odd years now, and I used to travel from Mount Isa down to Townsville when I was a kid.
Calcadoon, eh?
Yep, all over Australia. My father's Calcadoon. My mother's... she's from three different tribes. My family history is a long history from our Battle Mountain at Mount Isa area.
There's a story. The way we are going, Russell, will it improve if we did nothing?
It won't improve. It's getting worse, in fact.
It's getting worse with the kids.
No, definitely.
Okay. Is it the parents, yes or no?
The parents are the problem, but all the powers have been taken away from the fathers now. We can't touch our children anymore.
Uncle Wayne Parker, do you know these kids?
I know some of them, yes.
You told me that sometimes you're called at night to go out and pick up kids or see the kids. They've lost their kids. Is that true?
That's exactly right, mate. I get called from parents all hours of night to early hour of morning. I'm concerned about some of their young kids and that, walking the street or in stolen cars, breaking entry and things like that. That's happening in our community. I feel real sorry for some of the parents that are getting behind it and having a go to try and get their kids back out of the system, that they're stuck in the system. And Cleveland don't work.
Cleveland doesn't work.
Don't work.
But will rehabilitation?
Yes, it will. It will.
Okay. You've told me now there's problems at home because we want to help the kids too.
Yes.
There's problems at home. Okay, then why are the kids mucking up, Russell? Why are they mucking up?
Because the parents can't stop them because they're not allowed to smack them anymore.
Do the parents care?
Some of them don't. They're on drugs and alcohol and gamblers. And some of them have single parents. And they're not made accountable, especially with money. The money that comes to families doesn't get spent properly.
But is that an excuse for them to get out and...
No, it's not. We just haven't got to those children to tell them what's right and wrong. They don't know what's right and wrong.
Russell, what's the plan?
The plan is to get these kids out of the court system and take them into the bush and get away from the city life. Because they know nothing else. These kids are just... If I take Aboriginal kids in the bush, they know nothing about their culture. But it's not just about culture. It's about rights and wrongs.
Yes.
When you go out there, there's a whole bunch of rules that you have to stick to.
Yeah.
They have to learn to listen. Learning to listen is the key to everything that you do in life, even right up to the day you die. Because if you don't learn to listen, you get nothing out of life. This thing here, bad things happen when good people do nothing. That's reality. We've got two sets of rules. One is a white rule, and one is an Aboriginal rule. White law, L-A-W, Aboriginal law, L-O-R-E. And when we take them in the bush, I teach them about how all the animals deserve to be there, so we don't throw stones at them. If you kill something, you have to eat it. If you see a fruit, you can eat it. It's reality, but you've got to know what you're looking at. So learning to listen gives you the right to have that knowledge about what that plant that you're looking at.
Okay, we get the kids out in the bush. Do the coppers agree?
The police do a really good job, but their hands are tied. All they do is grab the kids off the street, take them into the watch house, they get put through the court system, and then we put them in an air-conditioned unit down in detention centre down at Cleveland Youth Detention Centre. They get 3 meals a day, aircon, TV, exercise yard. They love that. It's no good. They've got to be made accountable for everything they do wrong, every single one of them.
White and black kids.
Yes.
Jeff Toomby, this property of yours, will the kids stay on it?
They will stay because it takes a couple of weeks for them to realise that they're part of a team. And you'd be surprised how there's no drugs and no grog at home. But if anyone's caught with drugs, I say there's no three strikes and you're out, there's one. But if anyone's caught with drugs, we then get everyone together and we'll say, righto, what are we going to do about this? And most times the others will say, we'll look after this fellow, there'll be no more drugs. And that community atmosphere comes through. And what we do, once they're there for a couple of weeks, they come and do that. They were doing their Cert 3 and real operations with us. And then I look for jobs all over Australia for them. And we help them in the jobs. There's outcomes here.
Yeah.
It's the outcomes that make this program work. And that's what people do not understand.
Now, how are we going to get this through? Stop crime now. Bad things happen when good people do nothing. We get them to your property, Jeff. Is it going to actually happen? How do we get this through?
It's going to happen, Pricey, because going back to your last caller, who a lot of us think like that, and it's the way it is. But these people are not responsible for their actions. The systems are being created that they get away with it. But when they come to home, they learn that they are responsible for their own actions.
Yep.
And they learn to take respect in everything they do, and we help them through every bit of it.
Mm.
That is how it works.
Will it work, Russell?
Yes, it will.
If we get this through.
If we get this through, we'll make it work. Everybody has to pull as one.
Yep.
We've got to have the whole community of Townsville.
Not disjointed, yep.
Not fragmented, nothing. Everybody has to
put white it and up. Black.
Yep.
It will definitely work. Definitely work. One community, Townsville, one community joined together. I think that there's a very good chance it will work.
Yeah.
And Pricey, we want to get defence fellas involved in this. We've had them at home.
Mm-hmm.
They are brilliant people. They need to get out and learn skills with their hands, building fences and working stock, and they love it. And they can pull some of these young fellas into gear.
Yeah.
One really quick story, just real quick. We had a young fella there, come from a very bad upbringing, and he said to one of these fellas one day, we're out fencing, and he said, how many fellas you shot in the head? And this defence fella said, mate, I'm not even going to answer that. But he said, if you keep going on the crime rate you're going on, he said, you are going to get shot in the head. So you think about what you're doing with your life and fix that kid up like that. And that's what it is. It's getting
We want to look after these kids, give them an opportunity.
Reality. Of course we do.
Wayne, thanks for popping in, mate.
No worries, mate.
Russell, it's always good to see you. You're always welcome in here, mate. Jeff, all the best to you, buddy.
Thanks
Fantastic.
A lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate
thank you
your
for
help.
Your time. Yep, thank you for your time.